A Summerland youth has come forward to take responsibility for the hurtful racial slur that was spotted at Summerland Secondary School, an RCMP said will not be charged for his actions. RCMP announced in an update on Thursday to the investigation into the altered sign that had been changed to say, "Welcome back NS." Police said the youth voluntarily attended the RCMP detachment to take responsibility for the act. The youth expressed the intent was to play a prank, they added. According to the RCMP, the youth did not mean for it to be perceived as a hate crime or to cause harm to the community. "We appreciate the youth coming forward and acknowledging his mistake. The youth was remorseful, and understood the gravity of his actions," Corporal Sean Hall, with the Summerland RCMP, said in a news release. "It's important for our community to remember the value of open dialogue, understanding, and education in these situations." RCMP said that after a thorough investigation and considering the circumstances, no charges will be sought regarding this incident. Summerland's former mayor said she applauds the courageousness of the young man who owned up to adding a racial slur to the local secondary school's sign this weekend. Tony Boot, who is black, said she received an update from RCMP on Thursday regarding the situation. "It's a huge relief. It has lifted a burden off my shoulders, and I know the shoulders of other people of color in our community," she added. He recognized that he did something that caused harm to people. And that it's not a joke, it's not a prank, and that he made a mistake. Boot said the young man owned up to his mistake to his parents, who then went with him to the RCMP station. He will also be meeting with the school's principal. "He handled it as did his parents. By accompanying him to the police station, they handled it absolutely the best way that they could. They have turned what is an unpleasant situation into a learning opportunity, not only for him, but for the community at large." Boot said she still believes Summerland is an amazing little town. "We have our problems, but every community has its problems. Yes, we have a problem with racism, and it's getting worse. But this is the kind of behavior, this is the kind of braveness that can start to reverse that."